Hello and welcome to the latest manager interview. I'm joined by Slough joint manager John Unwood. How are you doing, John?
I'm okay, thanks.
Yeah, so a really difficult week. Obviously, the highs of Tuesday night, a 2-0 victory at home, and then followed shortly after on the Wednesday morning by the devastating loss of Kev passing on.
Yeah, obviously everybody's devastated by that. Kev was Mr. Slough Town. He absolutely loved the club. It was a huge part of his life, and you know, without exception, I think everybody at the club loved Kev. So it's been really tough this week for everybody at the club. Bakes had been over to see him on the Tuesday afternoon, so we were aware of kind of how he had deteriorated. We'd been and seen him Saturday when the game was called off. We had to keep, I guess, the severity of it from the players before the game. I know Kev wouldn't have wanted, I guess, his situation, his condition, to have affected maybe the players' mindset. So we had to keep that from them Tuesday, and really pleased, obviously, that we got the win and were able to do that. And then obviously the news followed on Wednesday, which it wasn't a surprise for us that were, I guess, close to the situation, but it doesn't make it any easier. And it's obviously a desperately sad time, and it's been really difficult for his family. And I know the club are doing everything they can to support the family and give back a fraction of what obviously Kev gave to the club.
Yeah, and at this time, I mean, it really puts it in perspective that, you know, football doesn't matter, a 2-0 victory doesn't matter. Things don't matter so much when there's, you know, these sorts of things going on.
No, that's right. He's... it's probably not the time now to speak loads about Kev, but the way I look at it, it's very difficult. Whatever you say doesn't quite seem enough.
No, words have failed.
No, you know, there have been lots of really nice things said about Kev and on social media and things like that, and it just shows the measure of the man and what people thought of him and think of him. But it almost seems, you know, just inadequate what you say, that he's just such a fantastic guy. And we're going to do everything we can. The club will support, you know, with organising the funeral, and we want to have that as an occasion to kind of celebrate his life and everything he did for all of us and everybody at the club.
Yeah, and share all those memories that I'm sure many people have of Kev. Moving on to the players, how have they reacted this week to the news?
I think obviously some people have known, you know, someone like Sean's known Kev 6 years. There's others that have been at the club, you know, Ben Harris a few weeks, I think. But, you know, without exception, everybody's been affected by it. And obviously when we got there tonight, you know, there was a lot of sadness around it and obviously some talk around it. We obviously had to get on and train. And the pleasing thing was that the boys trained well. And we just got to try and make it as normal as we can. It's difficult to do that, but... you know, as I said earlier, Kev would, in his own kind of selfless way, would hate for what's happened to detract from the players, and quite the opposite. You know, Kev wants the team and the club to do well, and we've got to now push on. It's what we want to do anyway, is try and get promoted, and I guess more than ever, we want to do that, and be able to dedicate that to Kev if we can.
Yeah, and just talking in his field for a moment, obviously there's some injuries.
Yeah.
Perhaps ahead of the weekend. What's the latest news on the squad?
Yes, obviously George Wells missed out at the last minute on Tuesday. He dropped a sledgehammer on his toe at work. We named him the side he was hoping to play, and then in the warm-up he kind of wasn't right, so we made that change late and he came out the side. So he's slightly better, but it'll be too soon Saturday. I think we'll take the opportunity to give him maybe another week and see where he is this time next week. So he'll come out. Obviously Dunny's making good progress with his knee, but he's still a few weeks away. So they're the two injuries. Out on loan, we've got obviously Jilksy trained with us tonight. He'll go and play again for Andover on Saturday, and then he'll be back with us at Bracknell Tuesday. And Gav will remain with Met Police to get that game time at the moment. We will call Josh back. Josh played last week at Tooting. We'll call Josh back to obviously cover for the loss of Wellesley. So we'll be back up to 16, and Josh will come into the squad. for Biggles Wade.
And in terms of the weekend ahead, obviously you've had a few away matches in recent times where, you know, like St Ives last weekend, all of a sudden the game's off. There's no doubts about this, is there?
I'd hope not. Unless Nanny's put the sprinklers on up there. No, hopefully not. I mean, obviously different parts of the country are different. We haven't had a huge amount this week, so hopefully we'll be on. We do seem to have had a bit of bad luck. Last week against St Ives was hugely frustrating. I think it was the only game off in the country, pretty much. It does make it difficult, but you know, it is what it is. We'll get on with it. I'm sure Saturday will be on, and we look forward to it.
Yeah, and in terms of it, you obviously know an awful lot about one another, as you mentioned, Nanny, that you know very well. And in recent times, particularly going up there, you necessarily haven't had the run of the green. You kind of haven't done that well up there.
No, it's an understatement. No, I think the last 3 years we've had a point. We've got a point there, and that was it. Two defeats, two quite heavy defeats. So. No, I mean, Nunny sets his teams up well there. They're always tough to beat. I sometimes feel like they find an extra little bit when they play us. And it's always very competitive. It's always, keenly contested. Obviously we beat them 2-1 at our place this year, and it would be great to go and do the double. But they're a formidable side there. They've had a great win at Hitchin last week. So they're in a good place. And yeah, we're expecting a tough game. They've got some big, strong lads in their side. You know, they're physical, but they've got some quality in the side, particularly going forward. They've got some dangerous players, and we know them. They know us. We know a lot about each other, and there won't be much in it come Saturday.
And they've had a pretty good home record. You know, lots of teams going there, not managing to beat them. You know, a few draws and things like that. What do you set out as your objective? Is a point good? Is 3 points, you know, what you're after? What are you looking for?
Well, I mean, off the back of a win, Tuesday, which was vital for us. You know, we want to get that winning momentum going. You know, we'd love to follow it up with another 3 points. If it was a point, that's not the end of the world. But you know, we very rarely go into a game thinking we'll be happy with a point. We'll always try and win the game. We're having conversations about how we set the team up. You know, we need to try and counteract their threats.
Any comments on that?
Make ourselves solid. Well, no, I know we'll be listening to this, so I'm not going to say too much. But I think the good thing is we've got a good squad, good size squad. Lots of options, lots of different types of players that can play different roles for us, so it allows us to adapt. You know, we knew we had a team in mind for Tuesday against Dorchester, and we had a different team in mind for today. So, you know, win, lose or draw Tuesday, we were going to be making changes. So we've got, you know, we know what we want to go with Saturday, and hopefully we get it right.
And in terms of it, you'd much rather get that win and win ugly if necessary, and really try and find that clinical edge.
Yeah, I think all that matters at the minute is results. I think what we've done in recent, I guess, month or two really is we've lost that momentum. You know, earlier in the season we were winning game after game after game, and it becomes a habit. And I think all that's happened is we've lost that habit. So if you get a couple of scruffy wins on the bounce, then that's fine. That sets you on the way again, hopefully for another run, and the confidence just builds. Tuesday really helped, and if we can follow up with another three, that will really help. It's funny, you know, Tuesday we were a little bit flat after the game. I think the crowd were a little bit flat second half. I think everyone seems to think we've got a divine right at home to go and win 4-0 and smash teams, and we could have won 4-0 Tuesday, and everyone's a bit disappointed that we only won 2-0. You know, 2-0 is a great result, home or away, against anyone in the league, and you know, we'd take a similar performance. It wasn't perfect Tuesday, but we'd take another similar performance if it meant the same result. So we're in a results business. Of course we want to play well, but I would be happy with an awful performance and a 1-0 win Saturday.
Well, let's all toast to that, hopefully, for Saturday. Good luck, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you soon.
Cheers, John.
Thanks.